It may not be on your calendar, but Sunday is International Forgiveness Day, the 14th one, in fact, an observance that has been championed by the Worldwide Forgiveness Alliance, based in Marin County. It will be celebrated in two parts over 2 days this weekend, beginning with a half-day forgiveness workshop tomorrow afternoon in Tiburon. One of the co-leaders of that workshop is Dr. Frederick Luskin, director of the Stanford University Forgiveness Project and author of the book Forgive for Good. Luskin says there are numerous good reasons for practicing forgiveness and reconciliation, including that it's good for your health.
We've been able to show lowering blood pressure. Other resources have shown reducing the risk of heart disease, reduces back pain, it reduces the symptoms of stress, muscular tension, headachy, stomach upset thing. It has a significant effect on confidence about handling life. It reduces anger and depression. If your life has been bottled up because you can't let something go, that has an effect on your emotional and physical well-being.
The workshop subtitle is Personal and Global Steps to Freedom. Luskin has a short preview of a couple of them.
Managing the stress of being upset is very important. So we teach simple stress management practices, and we teach people to change their victimhood stories. You can just flat out change those, make them different.
In a way, that's what Logan and Noah Miller have done in a very public way. The twin brothers co-wrote and co-directed the film Touching Home, released earlier this year, a story that was essentially their own.
Our father was homeless for the last 15 years of his life, and he ended up passing away in jail, and we made a movie about it. It's a story about an alcoholic father trying to make amends with his twin sons as they pursue their dreams of professional baseball. And I guess at its core, it's just a real movie about real people dealing with real problems.
Being so grounded in reality, the film has resonated with a wide audience. But the Miller brothers, who tend to talk interchangeably, recognize that making it was also cathartic for them personally.
I like to think it certainly helped us move past a lot of the abuse. We feel good that we were able to, even before he passed away, to forgive him and have compassion for him and view him as someone who had a terrible disease. You have to figure out whether you're going to give up on someone or if you're going to love them unconditionally. And with our father, that was the case. It may have been easier giving up on him and not seeing him for years and then receiving the news from the sheriff that he'd passed away in jail. But I think it helped us to say goodbye to our father and to really move beyond all that pain and anger and resentment that you have when you're a kid. Making the movie definitely helped us understand him better, and we got to know him more than we had during his lifetime.
Recognizing the difficult healing embedded in that film, Logan and Noah Miller will be honored as Heroes of Forgiveness, Reconciliation, and Peace at the International Forgiveness Day observation on Sunday evening at Dominican College in San Rafael. Three other honorees will also be recognized. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.